Artificial intelligence may not be new, but the fast-paced growth of AI is finding more and more uses in daily life, even to help voters form an opinion. Now many are growing worried about its growing impact on political discourse. The Wise contributor from The Source News, Nahal Naraji, investigated more.
Artificial intelligence, the technology that has taken the world by storm. It's everywhere, from our social media apps to our text messages, even in our TV ads. But it's now also becoming a key player in a bigger part of our world, our politics. The burst of AI systems, also known as large language models or LLMs, has seen a spike in chatbots being used to help users make important political decisions. PhD student at the University of Washington, Gillian Fisher, says more and more voters are turning to these systems to get help and answers on political opinions.
People are starting to use these large language models like Google a lot of the times. You hear something, or maybe there's a news event that's going on and you want to learn more about. And instead of going to Google, people are starting to go to ChatGPT and saying, what is this word I heard in the news, or what is this event that happened?
So what happens when these chatbots have a hidden political bias? Well, according to Ms. Fisher, many users' opinions become heavily influenced by the information they're given, even if they aren't always objective facts.
When you interacted with the politically biased models, you tended to take on their bias or have decisions or make opinions in line with that bias.
But it doesn't stop there. AI is also being used to create deceptively real-looking deepfake content to spread misinformation and sway public opinion. This content can look like seemingly real video and audio clips, or even social media posts from accounts that appear to be normal. Spokesperson for the Australian Electoral Commission, Alex Morris, says this type of AI content has become a growing issue in political discourse around the world.
One thing that we've seen, not just in Australia, thankfully, but more often around the world, is the use of AI-driven, chatbot-driven, inauthentic social media behaviour to attempt to sway political debate in other countries. If that happens in Australia, how would we know?
Mr. Morris says while the issue of political misinformation is nothing new, the use of AI content has made it more widespread.
What is happening with this AI technology is it is available to a lot more people. It's a lot more accessible than it has been. It can be cheaper to access as well, which has sort of democratised access to this sort of tool.
With AI progressing so quickly, he says we are yet to see how this growing issue will impact future elections, but the AEC already has its sights set on some strategies for Australian voters.
Australia has 3-year electoral cycles. Our next election is due in 2028. Goodness knows what the technology is going to look like at that point. So we're already planning for the next federal election and thinking about how we'll be responding to what will be a societal issue that we'll all have to grapple with and how it will affect elections.
Until then, it's up to us to be careful about where and how we find our information for political decision making.
If you see something and you're not absolutely certain where it came from and absolutely certain that it's correct, stop yourself before you share it if you're not sure that, if you can't verify that it's accurate.
The spokesperson from the Australian Electoral Commission, Alex Morris, there speaking with The Source News, Nahal Naraji.